CRI News, I'm Xiao Yi. Premier Wen Jiabao fled to Russia's St. Petersburg to attend the 10th meeting of the prime ministers of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization member states. During the meeting, scheduled on Monday, leaders will work out plans for the SCO's next phase of development on the basis of the current international and regional situation. Founded in Shanghai in June 2001, the SCO groups China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan. Greek main opposition leader Antonis Samaras has rejected Prime Minister George Papandreou's proposal for a national unity government, reiterating his demand for Papandreou's resignation and immediate holding of general elections. In a televised speech, Samaras accused Papandreou of planning to tie everybody to his personal choices instead of stepping aside. In a clear message to Greece's European partners, Samaras stressed that his New Democracy Party fully accepts the October 26th European Union new bailout agreement and fully supports structural reforms. But the party does not agree with certain financial policies and austerity measures that have, quote, failed in the past and need to be reconsidered. Australian Federal Treasurer Wayne Swan has reaffirmed his country's financial support to the International Monetary Fund to stop the spread of European debt crisis. Prime Minister Julia Gillard earlier said that the group of 20 nations, including Australia, are committed to ensuring IMF is properly resourced amidst the Greek debt crisis, and that Australia would contribute more money to the fund if it is required. G20 finance ministers are set to meet as early as next month to flesh out the details of how much the IMF's resources will be bolstered. But the country's opposition MPs warned that the move will increase Australia's exposure to the debt crisis. Four people were killed and six others sustained injuries as a suicide bomber blew himself up in Afghanistan's Boglan province, 150 kilometers north of capital city Kabul. Police say all the victims are civilians and some of the injured men are in critical condition. The blast took place while Afghans were celebrating Eid al-Adha, the Muslims' largest annual festival, amid tight security across the country. Pakistan has rejected a U.S. magazine's report that the country's nuclear weapons are transported in delivery vans on congested and dangerous roads, saying that the report is baseless and motivated. U.S. magazine The Atlantic reported in its latest edition that Pakistan has begun moving its nuclear weapons in low-security vans. Responding to a question regarding to the report, a Pakistan Foreign Ministry spokesperson dismissed it as pure fiction, baseless and motivated. The spokesperson said it is part of a deliberate propaganda campaign meant to mislead opinion. Thailand's worst floods have so far left 506 people dead and two missing. Thai authorities say the flooding situation has receded in some upstream provinces, but still prevails in 25 provinces in northeastern and central regions, including the capital Bangkok City, affecting millions of people. The country's worst floods have continued since late July. Tens of thousands of factories have been inundated, leaving over 600,000 people under risk of losing their jobs. The flood-caused damage was estimated at $20 to $23 billion if the overall areas in the capital city of Bangkok are submerged. China says it will set up a year-on-year growing investment system to facilitate the development of science and technology on agriculture. Vice Agriculture Minister Jiang Taolin told a forum on modern agriculture in northwest China's city of Xi'an that the development of science and technology is key to ease the pressure on China's agriculture, especially on grain production. A majority of China's provinces and regions experienced a slower year-on-year economic growth rate in the first three quarters, with major booming areas leading the decline. Of the 29 provinces and regions that have released their growth data for the first 9 months, 23 have reported a slowdown in growth speed, a sign that the local governments are working to restructure the growth pattern in response to the central government's call. Traditional powerhouses of Beijing, Zhejiang and Guangdong registered the slowest growth pace during the period compared with other regions. Regions in central and western China are among the fastest runners. And that's the latest on CRI. I'm Xiao Yi.